Welcome to the Aussie Bloggers Podcasts, brought to you by Tan and Amanda. Tan's from Write Your Cancer and Amanda's from My Office Books, and you can find them both at Blogger Support for All. Join them as they talk about blogging and as they speak to a variety of Aussie bloggers who share their own stories, secrets and successes about the world of blogging. And now, here's Tan and Amanda.
Hi, I'm Tan from Write Your Cancer.
Hi, I'm Amanda from My Office Books. And
we're from
Aussie Bloggers Podcast.
And the reason we probably sound a little bit out of sync today is because we are actually Skyping from different places. So we have today the lovely Beck Wild from Wild Family Travel. How are you, Beck?
Hi, good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks so much for coming on our show.
No worries. It was my pleasure.
So, Beck, tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from and how you got started blogging.
Okay. So we're a family of four, my husband Mark, my oldest daughter Willow and our youngest Marley. Mark actually started travelling. He did a solo trip in 99, way back in 99 by himself. And he got hurt overseas, so that ended up as quite not a great experience. And then we got together in 2000, and I honestly never thought that I would travel anywhere outside of Australia. And he took me for the first time overseas in 2003. So we passed the bug on to our 10-month-old daughter Willow, took her in 2006, took Marley in 2013, passed it on to her, went last year, and we're off again this year. So actually Mark started blogging 18 months ago around now, and the beautiful supportive wife in me thought he was completely mad. Never heard anything about this blogging business. What do you think you're doing, husband? Get off that computer. And he has worked really, really, really hard at it. We ended up both have now that I understand it. And the kids are really into it too. Marley's written her first blog post, which went up a couple of weeks back, and she was stoked with the amount of feedback and everything she got. So we blog together, and we try and, I suppose, say that it's, or show people that it's doable with children. It's, you can hold down a job, or lots of jobs, both of us, and school, and still get out there and see so much. Yes. So
that's a huge thing to do, to be able to blog, to travel, hold down jobs, and still keep a school routine for your girls. How on earth do you manage to do all that? You must have some wonderful strategies that you can give to our listeners who would love to know your secrets.
Well, I work 3 days a week. My husband works, I think it's 10 days out of 14 now, 11, sometimes 12 days out of 14, depends on what's needed to be done. Everything's basically based around the kids. I'm lucky enough where I work that my job isn't, I'm not the only person who can do my job, so I'm able to have time off when it comes to the kids and travelling and things like that. We try to blog together, try and keep each other motivated. The housework sometimes gets definitely forgotten. The dust will be there tomorrow, and we're both okay with that. But we sacrifice a lot. We have an older home, but it's still my castle and I love it. We drive older cars. So we make do with what we have to give our children the experiences that they have had.
Tell us a little bit about your travel experiences, because I'm sure that they, from what I've read, they're quite exciting anyway, but tell our listeners a little bit about them if they haven't had a chance to read your blog.
Okay, so as I said, Mark went in 99, he was by himself. We met in 2000, so we went over the first time in 2003 as a couple. And we really thought back then that 4 weeks was huge. Like, 4 weeks, we're going to be away for 4 weeks. The next time we went for 6, and that was with our younger daughter, Willow. She prammed her way into numerous countries, and being a little baby redhead, she stopped quite a lot of traffic sometimes to get the cuddle and the picture. And then when we took Marley over in 2013, I don't know how to explain Marley. I love that. I love her. The girls are just chalk and cheese. Willow sort of will try anything, whereas Marley is very straight down the line. So she struggled a little when we went, but she absolutely loves it now. So when we took them over, that was 8 weeks in 2013, 8 weeks again last year in 2014, and it'll be 10 weeks in November this year that we go for this time.
Okay, so, sorry to interrupt. So just for those of us who have children, because I've got 4, and I know that if I do a trip of a couple of weeks, there's a lot of preparation, and I'm a control freak. So I will have... Yep. Copies of all my tax invoices, copies of all my itinerary, who the contact details are, where we're staying, everything. And if I go overseas, I'm a walking chemist. So
yes.
When it comes to the organisational side, what do you do when it comes from the blogging perspective? How do you make sure that you have all the tools you need to be able to blog and take photos and share that experience online when you travel?
Well, I think that's going to be one of our biggest challenges this time. Last time we went to a few places where we didn't have Wi-Fi and we weren't as into blogging as we are now. We're more established in what we do and how we do it now. But it's still going to be a challenge. There's going to be times when the kids get sick. We're not going to be able to do as much, or we've been out all day and we're tired. So this is going to be a bit of hit and run, I think, a hit and miss. We're going to have to really sit down and sort of, okay, how are we going to do this? The plan isn't really set, I suppose, at the moment.
Okay, so with your phone, like when you travel, see, when I travel, I make sure I've got my Word app on my phone. I have my photos on my phone, and I take a universal modem, which all I've got to do as soon as I arrive at the airport, I put a SIM in of the country that I'm in.
Yep.
And I have all my photographs and everything, regardless of what country I'm in, so that I can provide the whatever they need when it comes to satisfying the Australian government so they can check what you are and what you're up to.
Yeah.
So do you have any processes like that you have? Like, do you take a tablet or a laptop or use a phone? What?
Yeah. Well, last time I've got an iPad, my husband has a tablet.
Yep.
So we took those, and our children also have a tablet each. So many people will absolutely give us the look when they find that out, but both of our children do have a tablet. So between the two of us, we've got gadgets galore. Excellent. So the plan is at the moment that Mark will get the SIM from another from the place, but we're also going to rely a lot on hard drives and things like that.
Yep.
So he's got it all planned, my man. I have to say, my man is a planner, and he plans us from our home all everywhere we go and then all the way back. So he's got it all sorted.
It's great to have a man like that. Beck, tell us, to solve the problem of if Wi-Fi is an issue and you're trying to blog and get some information out, what's the best way to do it? When you don't have access to the internet, especially if you're travelling in countries that have poor internet? Do you tend to leave it or till you come home or you wait for the next stop?
We'll probably tend to leave it. If Mark's the tech savvy one. If he couldn't get internet, everyone would know about it. his phone is permanently attached to his hand. He's forever getting told off for it, but he would work out some way, shape, or form of getting some internet to get some info out of there. For where we need. We also have family.
Tell me how you complement each other. Obviously, he's sort of a little bit of a tech head, and likes to actually plan and organise.
Mm-hmm.
And what role do you play with the two of you that actually complement that? Because when you've got two people working and travelling together, how do you be proactive in your relationship so that you're not treading on each other's toes?
I don't tread on toes. I'm more of a stomper. So he is the calm, it's all good, she'll be right man, and I'm the, oh, my God, what are we going to do? So I'm the freak out and he's the calm. So that's, I suppose, how we complement each other. He can organise. Every trip he's organised for us, so that's sort of his thing. I am more the organiser of making sure we have the quickies and we have the Panadol and we have the Chucky bags, and that's he. I could probably be not a dangerous person, but. After about 40 hours of no sleep and driving and aeroplanes and all the rest of it, he's the one that keeps it together while I have the mini meltdown. So that's how we complement each other.
That's nice. So I'd like to, just as our last topic to talk about, is the importance of goal setting. And you do have to be organised and probably set yourselves goals, especially if you're going to travel and travel with a family. You obviously can't just decide that you're going to turn up at any old hotel or backpacker place when you've got kids in tow. So tell us a little bit about the ways that you manage your goal setting.
Well, it's... to travel the way we do, a lot of people do think that you've sort of got to travel the way we do, you have to sell everything or you have to pack up and go, and more power to the people who can do that. I commend them because I couldn't do that. But that's our goal. Our goal is to travel, and it sounds probably strange, but that's probably the biggest goal in our life. So it's easy to sacrifice bits and pieces for that whole goal for the four of us. So when Mark books places, we do use Airbnb and booking.com quite a lot. So we have washing machines and everything like that to be able to keep a family of four and two children who seem to pick up every piece of dirt in every city they possibly It can be really hard sometimes, especially with ice cream. Gosh, that stuff. But, yeah, we have to set a goal, and then the four of us have to understand that goal to where you need to be. So
I was going to ask you, Beck. What ages are your children?
Willow is 11 in October. And Marley has just turned 8. So they're a good age. But in all honesty, we took Willow overseas for the first time when she was 10 months old, and she travelled like a champ then. So it was always going to be something that they want to do. We have conversations at dinner. If anyone listened to our dinner conversations, I think they'd be stunned. But they were deciding the other day where they were going to go as an exchange student. So, and they're 10 and 8, and they've decided already where they want to go. So, it's good.
That's awesome. Beck, we might just leave it there.
No worries. Thank you very much. I hope I answered everything all right.
And thank you so much for being on our show.
No worries. Thank you. It's great to talk to you.
We hope that you enjoyed this episode of Aussie Bloggers Podcast. If you would like to become a part of the Aussie Bloggers Podcast family and suggest a featured Aussie blogger, or just to say g'day, visit Tan and Amanda at aussiebloggerspodcast.com or at bloggersupportforall.com. If you'd like to leave a review, they would love that too. Keep an ear out for the next Aussie Bloggers Podcast coming your way soon.